I loved to hear the sweet strains of music, and I thought I wasn't going to hear any today. I was uptown. I met a cabbie. I said, "Cabbie, can you drive me to the railroad depot?" Well, he says, "I can drive you there all right enough, but I don't think I've got a set of harness that will fit you." So I had to walk. And on the way, I met a small boy, and he was crying. I said, "Sonny, what are you crying for?" He says, "I'm crying because my father hit his finger with a hammer." I said to him, "You shouldn't cry over a thing like that. You ought to laugh." Well, he says, "I did laugh. That's why I'm crying." Then I got on a car, and there was a lady with 9 children trailing behind her on the car. And would you believe it, she only had to pay one fare? There was a sign in the car which read, "Children under 10 may ride free." You see, she only had 9. So I got speaking to her, and she told me her name was Pin. Mrs. Pin, and she was a widow, with 9 children, 10 pins in all. And in swinging around the curve, the car gave a lurch. Down went the 10 pins in a bunch. A bowling enthusiast yelled at the strike. Set him up in the other alley. My first vocal effort will be a sonata in Asia Minor, entitled "Apples Make Cider, But Pears Make Soap," written by Praline Cipollio for the Gold Dust Twins. Professor, scrub away. There was a young girl in the trolley, only one, only one. Smiling, coquettish, and jolly, chewing gum, chewing gum. A dude in the corner was sitting, very glum, very glum. The maid gave a sigh, and the dude in reply, he winked at her just for fun. In one of his eyes was an eyeglass, only one, only one. In winking, he must have forgotten, in which one, in which one. It fell in the lap of the maiden, and for fun, just for fun. She thought he didn't cry, "Mister, you dropped your eye," and at the same time dropped her gum. He reached for his glass in a hurry, got the gum on his thumb, put the gum in his eye, in the flurry, in the one that was bum, from which the eyeglass had just fallen, there it clung, there it clung. And giggling, the lass picked up his eyeglass, she thought it was her chewing gum, put the glass in her mouth without thinking, what she done, what she done, until she saw his eye a-blinking, through her gum, through her gum. She screamed at his steps and eye-winking, then was dumb, very dumb, and started to choke on his glass and her throat until it slipped down in her lung. They brought the x-ray and the doctor on the run, to locate the eyeglass and stop her coughing some, coughing some. The dude wouldn't tell how it happened, held his tongue, held his tongue. And since they've been wet, he has pains in his head while his wife has a pain in her lung.